This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The newly elected president of France, Nicolas Sarkozy, is promising a break with the past. Sarkozy won yesterday's election on a platform of domestic, economic, and social reform. As Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris, Sarkozy is also expected to bring a different perspective to French foreign policy and perhaps an improvement in French-American relations.
In front of thousands of energized supporters last night, President-elect Nicolas Sarkozy gave an impassioned 10-minute preview of his presidency. Sarkozy said he had a mandate for change, but in a conciliatory tone, he reached out to the people who didn't vote for him. He reached out to the world's oppressed, saying they could count on France, and he reached out to his European partners, saying France would help Europe solve its constitutional crisis. And then Sarkozy reached out to America.
I want to reach out to our American friends. I want to tell them that France will always be on their side when they need her. But I want to say, too, that friendship also means that people can think differently.
26-year-old Sarkozy supporter Nicolas Ioannidis says he was pleased the new president wants to repair relations with America.
I think he obviously wants to turn the Iraqi page. He wants to show that we will be side by side with the U.S. And we have to remember who are our friends, who are not our friends. And obviously the U.S. have saved us in the Second World War. We can't forget this, you know. Friends are here to support each other, but also to say when the other one is making a mistake.
Sometimes referred to as Sarko l'Américain, Sarkozy has never hid his admiration for America, even if it has drawn him more criticism than praise. A photo showing Sarkozy shaking hands with President Bush was used by opponents who accused him of being America's subservient poodle. While Sarkozy was against the Iraq War, he says he was also against the way France tried to block it, and he has criticized what he calls French arrogance on the world stage. Still, says international relations expert Dominique Moisy, Sarkozy is not likely to shake up French diplomacy.
His priority is domestic politics, internal changes within France, and he will not risk losing the support of the majority of French people by too radical shift in foreign policy. So, yes, there is going to be a change of style vis-à-vis the United States of America, but probably not a change of content.
In his speech, Sarkozy said a great nation like the United States should lead the struggle against global warming rather than obstruct it. He said the fight against climate change would be France's top priority. That fits right in with his strategy, says Moisy.
It's logical for Nicolas Sarkozy to appeal to the environmentalist, to show that he's a modern president, deeply aware of the ecological dimension of international relations. And he wanted to show at the same time that, yes, he was going to be more friendly with the United States, but no less difficult.
President Bush, Britain's Tony Blair, and Angela Merkel of Germany have all called Sarkozy to congratulate him and say they look forward to working together. Nicolas Sarkozy becomes the 23rd president of France on the 16th of May. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.